Greetings, this is Pastor Melvin Herpes, warning all of you that Modest Joint contains mature language because he's a sinner. In fact, if you listen, God will give you an ear infection and strike you down with hellfire and damnation. It is intended for mature audiences because it is a sinning show. Michael Modest even voted for same-sex marriage and the 215 marriage Awana law. He's evil. Save yourselves. How'd I do?
Wow. I'll tell you, you were thorough. You pretty much, I guess, covered it all.
I try to be very, very thorough.
Yeah, you definitely were. All right, so here's the deal. You don't call me. I will go ahead and just call you when I need you again, okay?
All right. That sounds fine.
All right. You know the way out? Just help yourself out through the door. Ah, you're here. Never mind him. He's leaving.
Good evening.
Yeah. Come on in. Just have a seat. There's the steel folding chair for you. Better that you sit in it than for me to whack you in the head with it. I am Michael Modest, and you are listening to Modest Joint. Thank you very much for tuning in. Wow, so I had that guy come and do my disclaimer. Funny, he sounded awfully angry for a man of God, or at least the God or creator that I know loves and cares for me. Yes, I did vote for the 215 medical marijuana law. And yes, I voted for same-sex marriage. In fact, I have this, like, secret wish that all men were, in fact, gay, except for myself. I would be the only heterosexual man, and then it would be my arduous task, my burden, if you will, to populate the species. And I'll tell you, I think I'm up for the task, or at least I would give it one hell of a shot. You know, I would try really, really hard. Welcome to Modest Joint. A few things I want to mention real quick. MySpace.com/MichaelModest is my address on MySpace. Check out my friends, Holly Hurst. She's the new voice talent for Chick Fight. Holly's very interesting and very cool. Hit her up, add her as a friend. Lizzie Borden and Jasmine St. Clair are also friends of mine on MySpace. They were involved in the porn industry, and they now do different various forms of entertainment, and Jasmine's involved in rock and also wrestling, and Lizzie's been involved with wrestling, and she's also doing some performance art and stuff. Very cool gals and very fun to work with. Hit them up, add them as friends. This week on Modest Joint, we've got my top 10. I've got some emails. I'm going to talk about the Hulk Hogan celebrity wrestling show and give you my opinion of that. I'm going to have tender moments in pro wrestling. That segment makes its return. For the main event, we're going to have ECW versus XPW with Mike Modest as the special guest referee. Who's going to win this fight? Stick around and find out. Also, I'm very excited. I have a new sponsor, and at great personal expense, I produced a commercial for the sponsor. They are sending me a check for the ad, so you will have to listen to that. It's a new medication called Divorce, and so you will definitely want to listen to that ad. Let me get on to my emails. First email from Marcus. Now, this guy used to be known as Clickkeeper back in the day. Now, like, he was an APW fan when he was like 14 years old. Now, he is doing ring announcing on the indie circuit, and he's very, very good. And he writes, "I love Modest Joint. Finally, a show I can agree with." Right on, Marcus. Now, that's an edited version of what he sent me, but I was happy to get an email from him, and I think he's very cool. Very good announcer, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out and say, right on, brother, I'm glad you're enjoying the show and that you are getting something out of it. Also, let's move on to my next email. Chris. Chris writes, "I just read about your Iron Wrestling Academy. I'm coming to California in January for a month. Please send me some details if there's any way I can take advantage of this time and get some training with Mike Modest." Yes, man, There is. When you get here to California, just buzz me, man, and you can come in and work out. This is a wrestling dojo. It's a wrestling training academy. It's not affiliated with any kind of indie promotion or anything. So WWE guys are welcome. TNA guys are welcome. XPW guys, I don't care where you're from, you're welcome. If your business is wrestling or your interest is wrestling, you are welcome at my dojo. So yeah, man, just give me a buzz when you get to town, bro. Also, another thing that I'm very excited about, I'm starting production on a pro wrestling training video. Production starts in a month, and this way people in England, Africa, Timbuktu, wherever they may be from, they can also receive some training from Mike Modest. So be looking for that very shortly, within the next month or two. Let's see, Brent Albright, you can check him out at myspace.com. Brent Albright, or / Brent Albright. Add him as a friend. Brent, I trained him. He took a lot of stuff from me and applied it to his wrestling. The guy's very talented, and if you're looking for a strong guy to put on one of your cards, give Brent a call. Add him on MySpace. Also, Big Ugly from SPW is a really good talent. This guy doesn't market himself very well at all. But he really needs to do it because he's got a great look, he's really big, and he's really ugly. So it works for him. So hit him up on MySpace as well. Michael Modest will be at the Fat Cat December 14th in Modesto, California. Yeah, baby. Mike Modest in Modesto again. My opponent will be the always dangerous Rick Luxury. I'm looking forward to that, or the always fabulous, I don't know. He's kind of a dangerous-looking dude, but he wears a boa, so go figure. Also on the card, Gangrel, the Ballard Brothers, Bobby Hart, and his beautiful valet, Holly Renee, will also be there. So if you want to check out Mike Modest, get out to Modesto, California, December 14th, the Fat Cat. You can also hit the Fat Cat up for tickets or ticket info. Let me move on to the Hulk Hogan celebrity wrestling thing. Now, I like the concept of this show. As I was watching, I realized I was getting a little nauseous, but I couldn't stop watching. Kind of like feeling a little too drunk, and yet the beer is just so yummy, you don't want to stop, you just have to have one more. Several times I was going to change this program, but I didn't. And I think the main reason was it was something different. That, more than anything, was what appealed to me. The angle that they did between Screech and Danny Bonaducci, you know, they got mad at each other and acted like they were going to beat each other up and this and that. It was really, really bad and very contrived and overdone. You know, it's funny to me because in most cases you have these regular dudes that are trying to be like actors so they can get a wrestling angle or a wrestling promo over. But in this case, you had pro actors that were really trying hard to act like pro wrestlers. And so it came off contrived and not believable, and I think that's one of the things that's wrong with the business nowadays. And besides the fact, I think we all realize that Danny Bonaducci would beat the living shit out of Screech. I mean, up one street and down the other. Come on. He beat Screech's ass worse than Obama beat McCain. You know, give me a break. The next thing I got coming up is very exciting, man. It's the main event. ECW versus XPW with Mike Modest as the special guest referee. But first, a word from our sponsor. Tired of nagging and bitching? Lack of sex got you down? Have you been stripped of your manhood? Try divorce. 4 out of 5 doctors agree divorce will improve your health drastically by increasing happiness and your libido. Just listen to this testimony from Smitty Johnson.
I can't believe it. I ruined. I owe that bitch $700,000.
Wrong clip, Bill. Listen to this testimony from Smitty Johnson.
Once I tried divorce, I loved it. I went to the Spearmint Rhino. I met these two gorgeous strippers. They paid for everything. And the three of us took a trip to Las Vegas. And I hit a $3 million jackpot and had nonstop sex with those two vixens all week. Thanks, divorce.
Divorce, while not for everybody, is a great way to tell that special someone that they make you sicker than a spider bite to the eye. 7 out of 8 scientists agree divorce is kick-ass. 1 out of 2 engineers say divorce rocks. And 100% of alcoholics say it's what got me my start. So, the next time your spouse is giving you a nagging headache, go to the pharmacy and pick up a bottle of divorce. Divorce is gentle enough for women, but strong enough for men. Common side effects of divorce include headaches, panic attacks, uncontrollable crying, sadness, heartache for you, your spouse, children, friends, and family. Other side effects include vomiting, diarrhea, watery eyes, hypertension, and financial devastation. Order divorce today. So there you go. My sponsor, divorce, and an ad directly from them. They actually gave me the script, and that's the way I was supposed to read it. So I hope you enjoyed the sponsor. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, this is ECW versus XPW. That's where we are, man. Main event. Here's my opinion as the special guest referee, ECW versus XPW. XPW had talent such as Homeless Jimmy, New Jack, Supreme, Dynamite D, Pogo, Vic Grimes, Steve Rosano, Damian Steele, and some other guys that I don't remember their names. ECW had Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, Taz, New Jack, Too Cold Scorpio, Mustafa, Bubba Ray, Mikey Whipwreck, D-Von, Spike Dudley. Let's see who else. Some good guys. Chris Candido, Sabu. Who else? Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero. And then I stopped, and I kind of realized the list went on and on in ECW's case. But with XPW, I kind of got lost a little bit. Now, they had Shane Douglas, too, but so did ECW. ECW also had Stone Cold Steve Austin. ECW had the talent, man. So on the talent poll, I would say ECW knocked XPW flat ass out. No doubt in my mind, ECW is the winner of this bout. But now let's look at who ran the company. Rob Black versus Paul E. Now, Rob Black was pretty good in the porn industry. In fact, I think that's what he still does, or maybe he's in prison. I'm not sure. But Paul E., I know for a fact, is a great wrestling mind. And that was another thing that was different about ECW than XPW. ECW never lost concentration on the product they were peddling, which was professional wrestling. Congratulations, Paul E. You kicked Rob Black's ass on this one, too. Now, I gotta say, though, XPW did kind of help me in the business, man. They got me a couple of really good shots with them that got me very noticed on the indie circuit. I'm very grateful to Rob Black, to Lizzie Borden, and everybody at XPW. They had a lot of talent, definitely. They had guys that were very talented. And they were also probably more hardcore than ECW, I think, without a doubt. Some of the things that XPW did were, in the hardcore arena, unparalleled to this day. The Vic Grimes fall from the scaffold alone, it just destroys anything else that was ever done. But that was also my problem with XPW. I thought they went too far overboard on a lot of things. Wrestling is a kind of gray area in between fantasy and reality. A lot of what you see is real. A lot of what you see is smoke and mirrors. They had me do a rape angle one time they wanted me to do, and I just felt really uncomfortable about it. You know, I felt like, you know, if my mom couldn't watch, I wouldn't feel comfortable having my mom watch, then I probably had no business being there. Now you put me in a movie and you pay me, you know, $25,000, $30,000, $200,000, whatever the payday is for a movie, and I got to rape a girl. Hey, great, you know, no problem, because, you know, I act like I'm doing it. She acts like she's scared. Afterwards, we have a Danish and talk about it with coffee. You know, it's not a big deal. It's just acting. Everybody knows when they're watching a film, it's completely 100% phony. So wrestling kind of, you know, is a little different for me, you know, and then, you know, there were other things that frustrated me about Rob Black. Like one time I took a chair, I kept teasing the chair shot. And before the match, I announced how I didn't do any hardcore and there wouldn't be any chairs used. And then through the whole match, I kept teasing like I was going to use the chair. I kept picking it up and then putting it back down. And finally, Jake Lawless gave me too much shit and I was too pissed off. I rolled off, got the, I powdered out, got the chair, slid back in the ring,
you know, unfolded it, got ready to swing, looked like a baseball player ready to hit a home run. And as Jake was getting up and turning around, I unfolded the chair. I set it down. I swept his leg and grabbed an ankle lock, and I sat down in the chair with an ankle lock. And I yelled, "Now that's how you use a fucking chair." And Rob Black got upset because the crowd popped, but they booed and this and that. I was the heel, obviously. And Rob didn't understand that it was okay for a heel to get heat. So I had a lot of problems with XPW, but overall, I had a great experience working for them, and I wish them all the success in the world. They are still running, and the exciting thing about XPW is they are still XPW, not like ECW, which is, in fact, WWE, and we all get that. So, you know, in other ways that the XPW was more hardcore, Messiah got his dick cut off. So, I mean, that's pretty fucking hardcore. And Supreme got caught on fire and was running around the building with people chasing him, you know, trying to find a fire extinguisher. It was, you know, scary shit, you know. So, but hands down, I think there's no doubt ECW kicks XPW's ass. Next, tender moments in pro wrestling. Akiyama. I witnessed Jun Akiyama one time beat the living shit out of his young boy, Hashi. And now, I saw this frequently, and I saw, you know, some pretty funny ribs being played on Hashi and stuff, and I saw some discipline dished out before. And, you know, it was all pretty, you know, pretty stiff, pretty hard stuff, but, yeah, at the same time, it was acceptable. But that one time, I saw Akiyama really beat the living crap out of this kid. I'm talking slapping him in the ears, kicking him while he was down. I mean, really went off on this kid. And it was all because he dropped a guy named Sano on a tope. Sano dove out of the ring, and Hashi wasn't there. And I was kind of like, wow, you know, what Hashi did, no doubt. You're going to catch a guy, you better fucking be there. No doubt Hashi was, you know, to blame on this, and he should have been disciplined. But, you know, good Lord, it was the worst beating I ever saw a senpai give a young boy. Crash Holly one time videotaped himself chopping a student so many times that the student was crying and begging and curled up into a little ball, and Crash just kept calling him a pussy and so on and so forth. Again, I think maybe a little overboard. I'm a strict disciplinarian when I train people, but I also balance it with common respect and decency given to human beings and given to people that are paying you for training and knowledge. So, you know, this really isn't my style. So when I watched it, I thought, wow, that's a tender moment in pro wrestling. And the reason Crash was so stiff on the kid was Crash was working a TV taping, and his student was excited to see Crash on TV, and the student jumped up and yelled, you know, "Hey, Mike," because that was Crash's real name. And Crash kind of felt like the student was just trying to be singled out, like, "Hey, look, I'm smart to the business. I know this guy. I know his real name." And Crash was right. The student was no doubt to blame on this. But again, I think the punishment has to fit the crime. Those are my tender moments in pro wrestling this week. What do we got next here? Get my notes out here. Oh, I wanted to send out a thank you to Adam Pierce. I sent Adam an email wanting some work with ROH. Adam said that, hey, he'd see what he could do. Couldn't promise anything, but after the smoke kind of cleared, and, you know, because as you know, Adam is the new booker for ROH, and Gabe Jabrone was fired. And, you know, I don't really have so much heat with Gabe, but I'll tell you, you know, I kind of do too, because I don't think he realized it directly, but he actually had a lot to do with the close of Pro Wrestling Iron. What happened was Pro Wrestling Iron was working with NOAA as a developmental area, developmental territory in San Francisco in the Bay Area, which is heavily Asian populated. And we were working with NOAA, and I knew that by getting Japanese stars into the Bay Area, and also some of those stars are Korean, anyways, they're all Asian, you get the point. And I knew that we could really build some big houses bringing over top Asian stars. Ring of Honor, for some reason, thought that out in the middle of the fucking country, where there aren't a whole lot of Asians, that this would be a great idea. Now, Donovan and I, because we were in the business and we're not Marks, we're not Jabones, here's the price we were paying for Misawa, Ogawa, Marufuji, Kenta, all these great talents from Pro Wrestling Noah, we were paying $0.00 for the talent. We didn't pay for airplane tickets. We didn't pay for shit. The reason why was we were looked at as a value because we were bringing in American talent from our school. However, Gabe Jabroni, the mark that he is, he saw what Iron was doing and he wanted to copycat. Not that he was in the area where it would really benefit him to have a bunch of Asians on his f***ing, but he still thought this was a great idea. So he got a hold of Noah and offered Kobashi $18,000 for a single shot. Kobashi doesn't even make $18,000 a fucking month in fucking Noah, fucking Jabron. And then he offers Kenta and Marufuji $3,200 a shot. Again, they made $2,500 a week in Noah. He offered these exorbitant rates, offered to pay for first-class tickets, brought these guys in, paid for the bill with ROH's investors' money. And it pisses me off at Gabe Jabroni because, of course, Noah's going to take that deal. Of course they're going to go for that short money shot. You know, and they got a lot of work and a lot of money out of you guys, fucking marks. So it pissed me off, you know. And it pisses me off when people with money put people that aren't in this fucking business in charge. They put them in a place where they don't fucking belong. You think a pro wrestler is going to give a fucking jabron like Gabe any goddamn respect? Fuck no. So anyways, there I go again. My blood pressure's up. I need to break and take my medication. But first, I'm going to go ahead and finish this. First, my top 10. These are the top 10 excuses NWA has used as to why they won't book Michael Modest. Now, this is the NWA. Last week, I was going off about the NWA, and I accidentally said TNA. And I apologize, TNA. I was speaking of NWA. But these are the top 10 excuses NWA has used in the past as to why they will not book Michael Modest. Now, what I decided to do was to take all 10 and see if I agree with any of them, see how many are lies and how many are truths, and then I'd be able to fairly judge whether or not they should book me. So we'll check this out. Number 10, IO Hollywood Video, $20.53 in late fees. Now, that's bullshit. That is an honest-to-God reason that Dave Marquez sent me on email as to why he won't book me in the NWA, because I owe Hollywood Video $20.53 in late fees. That's not valid. That's a lie. I don't owe any late fees at Hollywood Video. The number 9 reason NWA says they won't book me is TJ Perkins is afraid of my 20-year-old girlfriend. Now, this is true. She went to pick up my bag at the Pro Wrestling Revolution show, and when she moved her hand, he hella flinched. He, like, backed off, and it shook him up. And I could tell that he was visually shaken, and he was very upset. So, okay, on number 9, I have to agree with the NWA. This may be a valid reason. I mean, TJ Perkins needs to look like a big, tough pro wrestler, not like, a little gal that's afraid of my girlfriend that's 20 years old. Well, I mean, she's older than he is, so, you know, I can understand he's a little concerned. The number 8 reason that the NWA gives as to why they won't book Michael Modest, I refuse to kneel on a rug every day at 4:20 p.m. and worship TJ Perkins. Again, this is true, so I agree with number 8. This isn't looking good, because so far I agree with them. They have some reasons not to book me. Number 7. Dave Marquez says that I deported one of his relatives as an illegal alien. True. Again, I did. I called and had a couple of his relatives deported. I don't know, his mom, his dad, I don't know who they were. But I just found out that he had a couple of illegal aliens that were in his family that were living in the States. And I was upset about it. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know, and illegal aliens don't need to be here, man. So, sorry, Dave. So, again, on number 7, I agree with the NWA. This is a valid reason. The number 6 reason, the NWA and Michael Modest sound too much alike. What? Now, see, again, this is another bullshit lie. This is not true. Michael Modest and NWA sound nothing alike, so this is not a valid reason not to book Michael Modest. The number five reason the NWA gives as to why they won't book me, I'm an illegal alien. Now what the fuck? TJ Perkins is behind this, and also Dave Marquez. He's just still pissed that I deported his family. So no, that's not a valid reason not to book me. The number four reason, I didn't join the NWA Secret Society or get my secret decoder ring. Now, this is true. I didn't. It costs like $1.99, plus you have to send in a couple of UPC symbols from Lucky Charms, and I didn't do that. So, again, the NWA does have a valid reason there. The number three reason the NWA gives as to why they won't book me, I'm antisocial. Okay, I agree. Good show, man. Good show. True. That's true. The number two reason the NWA gives as to why they won't book me, I'm rude. Fuck, they got me again. Yes, occasionally, yeah, I'm rude. Oh, you know what? No. I'm not rude. I'm politically incorrect, but I'm not rude, damn it. You know, rude is like walking by a guy and farting right by his face or something. That's rude. I'm not rude. I'm a classy dude, man. You know, politically incorrect, yes. So no, that's a lie. I'm not rude. So I don't agree with the NWA on that. And the number one reason the NWA won't book Michael Modest, this is the reason they give, because NWA stands for Nice Widow Angels, and that ain't me. True. That's very true. I ain't a nice little widow angel. Nice widow angels? No, not Mike Modest, man. So there you go, my top 10. Okay, so according to their list, I agree with six of the 10 reasons they won't book me. Fuck, that's depressing. This has been your host, Michael Modest. Thanks for kicking it at Modest Joint. Email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Check out my MySpace at myspace.com/Michael Modest. Give me a buzz if you're interested about the Iron Wrestling Academy at 510-415-5698. This has been your host, Michael Modest. I love pro wrestling more than ever. Why? Because pro wrestling is hardcore.